Okay, lovely.
Hi. I've been questioning all week. Is it true I need to feel safe in this moment? Because safety and intense fear are the karmic pattern here, and it's shown up in a body that's been very sick for many years and my partner's suicide. So, and enormous fear has been coming up. I mean, real panic attacks. But I remembered what you have said. So I just sat with it and sat with it and sat with it.
And just to interrupt you there, if you're asking a question, when you're asking a question, you can't suppress the emotion. So there might be a lot of the emotion come up, but you don't have to feel it all at once. If you get to the point where you've had enough, it's okay to consciously go put the telly on or something. You know, for 5 minutes,
Yes.
take a break. If you're
Yeah.
consciously distracting yourself, that's not the same as avoiding. So sometimes when the emotion comes up, it can be really, really strong, especially fear or anger or something. So do as much as you can when you've got time. If you need to take a break, it's totally okay. You're not gonna undo what you've done with the questioning there.
It's good to hear that because
Sometimes you
I
do
have.
need a break, you know?
You know, I have all the time in the world, so I can get quite intense about this, and I really, really want to be free. And also, the fear itself affects my body and my nervous system in not a very good way. So, thanks for that.
As well, you can
Anyway.
ask just also, is it really true I can be overwhelmed by this? Or is it really true it's too much for me? Because sometimes those ideas are playing strongly when there's a strong emotion. You can see what the experience I'm having is reflecting what I believe is possible. You know, so it sometimes it helps just to keep that in mind, doesn't it? You know, when you're
Yeah.
contemplating. Sorry, I interrupted you again.
No, that's fine. At some point, I listened to another video of yours where you were talking about the contemplation, and you suggested that we could also ask, is it true I know anything? And that seems to cover all bases because, again, in this overwhelm is playing, it's almost like I don't even know what to ask anymore. And I had, for the rest of that day, my consciousness just completely expanded and I could not even think of the problem. Contraction appeared to come back, but I also remembered that, is it true that I even know that that's a bad thing? And so I'm now practicing, is it true that I know anything? Because that seems to be a, it just kind of embraces the whole package, this bodily appearance, the emotions. And another two words that I'm repeating to myself to sort of open the doorway again is everything and nothing. So again, I'm not pushing away unpleasant emotion or the daily illness, being alone, struggle. There's just this expanded, open spaciousness that I'm returning to. I just wanted to share that and just bounce it off you in a way because this
Perfect.
is amazing. I mean, this is amazing and it's scary and there's nothing wrong with any of it.
And you can see, hopefully, that only what you think you know is going to hurt you. Only what you think you know. This is why in Zen they have beginner's mind, where we go right
Yes.
back to the start, where we don't know anything at all. And that is now a permanently stable, effortless thing for me. I don't assume anything, but from doing exactly what you're doing right now, I can't assume anything. If mind offers me something now, it's automatically looked at like, is that true, really? You know, is that useful? Is it true? So there's really only these two states. One is closed and assuming, the other is open and free already in that experience. And you can see that there is a place where even when the worst thing is happening to the body, of course we still look after the body and care for it, but I'm not affected by it in the same way. The body is just held and loved in that spaciousness that is the real me. And most of these things clear up anyway in that spaciousness. And the only thing I have any control over ever is whether I'm believing a thought right now or not. And if you can just come back to the emptiness of being more and more, where you don't know anything at all, and there isn't anything to know there. And if when you can't seem to do that, you can ask the question and it brings you back. It's a doorway, isn't it, to come back to that silence. It's wonderful. And as you notice from time to time, the body will still go back into its old familiar response. And there'll be this period of opening up and closing and opening up and closing, just out of sheer habit. This is how I respond to life. You know, the body's kind of learned that mechanism, muscle memory or whatever we want to call it, and the associated emotion that goes with that. So we're just kind of reconditioning that process by lack of use of those thought pathways, they atrophy. And the new thought pathways of the question become well-traveled. So when you leave a woodland path and you don't walk through it for a while, it just becomes overgrown, and you start walking through a new one. You cut out a path through there, don't you? It's just all that we're doing here. At first, the emotion may not feel any less, but you'll be experiencing it differently. Mm. And of course, the illness in the body. And then they will begin to resolve too, because your body is not then being forced to live through the effect of these ideas that we've had for so long.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Good, good. So good to hear. So good. I look forward to seeing where that goes.
I'll keep you posted.
Wonderful. Lovely. Okay, Julie. Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for this this morning. It couldn't be better for me to hear this today. I'm traveling with my partner, so we're like 24/7 together.
Interesting and challenging at the same time.
Yeah, and we're on vacation, so everything is great because, you know, when you're on vacation, it's easy. There's hotels and people, like, it's kind of surreal. Because I feel this oneness, so everyone is so nice, and I can see like there's energy and on the beach, everyone happy. But aside of that, there the part with my partner being together all the time, and this morning made me realize that I have a sense of guilt of being responsible for someone else. To be happy, so it helped a lot what was mentioned before. Mm. So I'll re-watch the question and answer. Let me just think. I was about to bring something up, and yeah, what's showing up in my experience right now is that because I've let go a lot, every time I go into a tiny separation, my partner reacts very strongly. Yeah. And I get this loop of fear, like it kind of brings something like a belief, like if I don't do everything that he wants, yeah. Now I'm enslaved to always being at peace, because if one like tiny thing come up, it blows up, and I have this difficulty of, I see him as another person again. It's like we're just the two of us now.
Yeah.
So everyone else is I'm everyone except
my husband.
Yeah. This little bubble. So it feels contracting.
So let's look at the experience. Let's see if we can get to the belief underneath it. So when someone else reacts a certain way and I feel I have to do something to make them feel better, or to do something or say something or be something or someone, even that we've learned to do that, haven't we? Here's who I am in this relationship, and I'm someone else in this relationship. Because we can't control directly how people behave and what they do, we feel out of control. And we're kind of, there's the fear of at any moment he could do or say something that will disturb my good feelings, or, you know, not maybe on purpose or anything, just something happens and I'm back in that place where I'm trying to fix things and mend things and all of that. So if you look at the way you feel in that moment, can you see that you kind of feel out of control? You feel disempowered. You feel at the effect of someone else.
Yes.
Yeah. And that feeling is so alien to the noumenon, to the self, that it produces a real strong response inside, that I'm not free in this moment. Something or someone else is having an effect over me. Can you sort of feel that playing?
Yes, yes.
So that might be the best question for you. Something like, is it really true I can be disempowered? Or is it true I'm out of control? Because if we're not questioning it, we're going to keep experiencing it over and over again.
Okay.
Does one of those feel alive to you, the question? Does one of them feel relevant?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And is it true that I know anything? Because I start to have these assumptions. Oh, I start to feel guilty because I need that.
It's this thing I did that's made him that way. And we don't really know that, do we? We don't really have any idea of that.
And is sometimes a lack of autonomy. I start to see it's a reflection of my lack of autonomy.
Yeah.
And because I feel I get more autonomous in the past few months with this awakening, I'm like, how come it doesn't show there? It should.
My lack of it comes down to authenticity. When I'm believing something that's not true for me now still, then it's going to show up as something happening that's not true, not autonomous, in a reflection in some way, and usually in a lot of ways, right? So inauthenticity now is really where I'm believing something still that is no longer true for me, because because you've been waking up and doing so well, because your identity, as we're going to look at next week more, your identity is shifting to who you know yourself to be, from being a separate being to knowing ever clearer that you are the self, then anytime I believe a thought, really, I'm being inauthentic in a way, and I will lose my autonomy and it'll show up immediately in some big way.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of fast.
And as a separate being, we used to have so many thoughts about stuff and they didn't really show up too much. As the self, if I play with one thought, there it is in my life straight away, you know.
Okay.
So just finding out what the question is that's relevant for you, and then staying with that, and you know, when it comes up. And you don't have to wait till it's triggered. We can do this anytime. Whatever our question is, we can do it when we're calm too, as long as we do it when the situation is happening, if we can remember. You can't always remember in that moment, but soon after we ask the question.
Okay, and traveling bring up some emotion, you know, when you walk at night in neighborhood you don't know, and I kind of stay with the small contraction and just say it's okay and welcome back.
Yeah, it's again this feeling of being out of control, isn't it? I can't control whether I'm safe or not, and whether I'm happy or not, whether I'm peaceful or not. It's out of my hands. And that feeling now for you is so alien, that belief, isn't it? That something, even that there is something or someone else that can affect you.
Yeah.
That's what it ultimately comes down to.
Okay. Thank you.
Lovely. Good to talk to you. Okay. Videa?
Namaste, Helen.
Namaste.
It seems to be interesting experiences that come up. from absolute oneness, silence and sound, absolutely no difference whatsoever. You know, hearing the voices, instruments, definitely it was just all myself, you know, I absolutely cannot see too. And when my eyes were open, you know, I could look at the space between, you know, the seeming objects and things like that, and there's still just this beautiful sense of oneness. And then after, you know, it was still there, we're having a meal and things like that. It's just beautiful. And then a lady made an announcement about something, and I still just watched the space in the room and watched if I had resistance to anything. And then we gave them a lift home, and the two people were talking, quite into what we call a judgment about a culture and things like that, or what shouldn't be happening. And I was watching again myself, looking at how there can be this seemingly, you know, appearance of the two, and what is this really showing. But I just really stayed in my being with it. And then afterwards, there wasn't really a resistance, but there would have been a preferring, you know, this wasn't the way. But something in me just had this thought about, can you see the other side? And within a few minutes, they started talking about, you know, it would be really good. They need to also be looking at this. And, you know, it just completely was like this. So, so there was, all that was the recognition. And then this other thing that happens in my life that it just keeps coming up. And as I was listening to everyone's questions today and your answers, was I'm getting this sense that there's a part of this, when I go into the separation, there's this, somebody's in trouble. Or, you know, obviously it's a reflection of I'm not safe and I need to protect the other. You know, incidences sort of happen where, you know, it seemed, I really looked at it and I thought, wow, this is pretty horrific and what had happened. And, you know, it really was enough. I could see that you really had to play out to really try to grab my attention to you know, pull me into the separation. But what I recognized when I went into the separation was I come down really quite hard that we've got to stop this, you know, this lady's just not listening and she's not respecting the rules. And, you know, at a result of that with the animals, another animal was badly injured. So it was almost like my mind starts to go into, okay, we've got to do this and this and this has to stop. But at the same time, when all that happens, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just get on with life, and then a thought might arise again. There's a bit of energy that gets pulled there, and then nothing. And it's like, am I learning? I did have a question that said, what is it, you know, what is it I'm not safe, but also what are you trying to protect? And there was something else. I can't remember the other one right now. It just seems to keep going to this place.
Is there any negative emotion when it comes up, this?
Not now, other than it's got to stop, you know, mainly because I think what it feels like is she's going to, you know, people can get into trouble. Or I can get into trouble. So it stems from something like that.
Is there you said there's a surge of energy when it happens inside you, is there?
Yeah, I maybe a little bit of, I wouldn't say a strong anger now. I'd say more of an annoyance.
It's probably then that you've felt moved to say or do something about the situation and haven't in the past due to some fear or some unworthiness or something inhibiting your actions. But now there's a real sense that this is time for this to change now, you know, that kind of feeling inside. Quite often that kind of action can come with this rush of energy, not a negative energy, just a kind of, it's time to move and do something here. Some action needs to occur or something needs to be said that perhaps we wouldn't have before.
Yeah, because that's showing up in, that was another thing in family as well. Something arose like that and I just spoke up and there was no fear, no emotion in it, just, oh, what have I done wrong now? But almost it was quite okay when my dad expressed what he felt in something. I didn't tell them something and he was a bit surprised at this event and he would have wished I could say who was going to come, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what difference does that make? But it actually really made me look at that I'm this other body as well, and that, you know, not everybody is seeing through my perception. So that was something else that came up, Helen, was, you know, a recognizing, well, even though they're all myself, but there's still the appearance of other bodies that has a perception or appearance of a perception. Yeah. I don't know. So that thing I did come now was compassion. I'm wondering whether, is it more compassion for myself than I can speak up?
More compassion for yourself, definitely, and a total or diminishing ability to disrespect yourself and what you want and need in that moment. And also deeper compassion for everyone else and for the egoic perspective that other people still have, the way they see things, as you said. It just, you can understand why they would feel and think that way. You wouldn't choose that for yourself anymore, but you can understand it clearer, can't you, why people act a certain way out of fear or guilt or whatever it is that we're motivated by, whatever story we're believing. There's a deeper understanding of this story is running this person's life, actually. And their actions are very limited from that place. But also a recognition of what you want and need and what you feel you have to do in that moment.
Well, that I mean, this is only a simple explanation. It was great. I was just getting some wood in and Savitur said, can you come and have a look at this on the computer? And I just went, no, I'll do that later. You know, I want to do this, but it would come through really powerful for me. You know, it just looked at me and went, no, I want to do that later. There was no annoyance or anything. It was just a real clear, this is what I want to do.
It will soften even more so that you can say, now's not the right time, actually. I'll do it in a little while, thanks. So you can still say what you need. It comes out in a very loving way. You can't do or say anything then that's going to hurt anyone else or yourself as well, you know, so. Wonderful. Yeah. Just love, isn't it? It's love emerging.
Yeah, maybe that's why the question is arising, how else can I say this in a lot of different areas, you know, things happening, is that question. I mean, I did sort of say it gentle, but it was just a clear,
When I first started being able to say what I needed in any moment, it just came out like this verbal episode, let's just call it, where it wasn't always as respectful to others as it could be, but it softened to eventually to being able to speak up for myself and also have others hear that in a way that they're receptive as well, you know. So you're not putting them you're not putting them on edge.
Oh, that's good. That'll happen more and more then. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Melissa, did you want to? Sorry, you've had to wait so long, but. Did you want to ask something, Melissa? I think she has had to go by the looks of it. Okay, so we will leave it there for today. Lovely. So just to finish quickly, the homework then for this week is to look at the causality loops that are playing in your life. You can either do that from looking at where you're experiencing what you don't want, or whatever a negative emotion you feel on a regular basis or a one-off basis, if it just pops up. Wherever we're feeling a negative emotion or a contraction in our body or an experience of what we don't want, we will be thinking in terms of cause and effect somewhere. So if you need help with this, you can send questions in as well. The next Q&A session is Thursday again, but this time it is 11 a.m. UK time. So dig out those causality loops and start questioning. Just pick the biggest one, the biggest emotion that's happening in your life right now. And as you dissolve that, you're going to start to feel stronger, better, clearer, and all of that. You're going to start to feel freer, and you'll have a lot more energy back to look at the next one then. You don't have to do it all in 1 week. And as some people have been suggesting, we can also look for a general idea. Is it really true I know anything? Is it really true for me there are any other beings? Is it really true I've ever been separate? Is it really true I'm not already free? You know, was a powerful one. So these general questions as well will help. Sometimes we'll have to focus the question on a particular story. But the question is also a way to come back to the noumenon. So please watch the contemplation video, even if you've seen it before, watch it again. And you'll probably understand it on a different level now. So thank you. Namaste.